Blog Talk Radio.
And then usually there's supposed to be music, but I know there's none because this is like a new thing. And so I don't know what to do because I just got to keep talking. Otherwise, there's going to be like dead air silence. And that's not really good when you're supposed to be listening to something live. And I forgot what I was going to speak about. Don't you hate when that happens? I mean, there's many things I could speak about, but there was something in particular that I was going to actually speak about when I called. And mostly, I'm tired of guessing what reality is real. Because I go and there are people playing games that make no sense to anybody anymore. And when faced with just reality, they're mean. Because they don't want it to be reality, because that means what they think they're doing might be totally wrong and maybe they need to go to jail or something. And people really don't like to go to jail. I didn't. Well, you know what? To be honest, jail wasn't that bad. I mean, yes, no, I'd rather do it at a very nice beach house all myself than a jail cell at Clark County Detention Center. But yeah, no. I'm waiting for my iTunes to kick in. Because then I can figure out what the hell to say or something, you know, like get like some external stimulation, because I think that's really just what's missing in our reality, is that we don't have the right external stimulation stimulating our moments in the quality that we want to hold them, because we sacrifice and compromise what we engage in at every moment now in order to not feel what we know in our mind to be true as being our reality. I had to tell a really dear friend who sells goggles, how can she see a vision and hold her vision when she gives her goggles or sells her goggles and makes money off her goggles that she knows from people who are making the fossil fuel industry still exist? And I had the thought right before, I got back to it. My thought right before I got on the air was doing a Facebook message that said basically this. When you're making your purchase agreements with an industry that is in opposition to the values you are finding yourselves to hold with higher priority, no longer do it automatically, but do it personally and deliberately, not over the phone and with the fax or with an email. But in your hand, you shake it and you say, with this agreement, we will work both together in every way we can in the decisions we make to bring together the future that you and I can commonly see. And then you can go on and define it more specifically and shake on it with the look in their eye and have a drink and have a meal and share with them the vision that you see. And that makes it work, I think, excellently for everybody in the long run, because then everybody will be working towards that vision that's fossil free, because that's the one I know you hold and you don't know how to separate it. And it's not separated, it's intertwined in so many paradoxical places. So that's what I would suggest practically, is that when you do a purchase order now, there's a lunch involved and it's personal and you go from there. Because I know from when I worked there that there's a lot of really good people. And I know that so long as we're in the reality we're in, the balance of our reality with, the changes will happen as they come. And where we are in the moment, just where we are one-on-one. So sending out with love. I don't know how long I have spoken, but I think I only had 15 minutes. So now I'm going to circulate, which is a mix by DJ Anna out of Finland. It's a white label. I'm really lucky. And you know what? Now everybody is, because you can go on the internet now, especially like in Stolen Mind MySpace music. Oh my goodness. If you can follow some white rabbits down into their nooks and crannies, they had one of the best music libraries of the 80s, late 80s, late 80s, like 89, 90s, all the way. No, that wasn't MySpace. That was AOL. AOL's got it too. Those were the days. No, MySpace was when I got married, right before I got married. Those were my dance erotica days that we're coming back to as soon as we have real nuclear waste confidence, because until then, there's no reason to do anything but try to save the planet from our stupidity, hard block, stupid summer, trying to raise some money because I think I would like to go on a bus with some friends and document this reality and share our thoughts and experiences with a lot of people. I did it last summer just here in the state of California, and if that's where I need to stay, by gum, at least I know I'm free and safe in my state to do it. And so my first leg is from L.A. to Sacramento, and I'll include an Occupy City Hall, because there's a lot of issues in that Sacramento space that is being held by the city of Sacramento for our state capital. And so I go there and speak, because if I can change the immediate surroundings while I work on the global surroundings, think globally, act locally, think globally, go and be intimate with those who hold the space and have dialogue with them, and the vibration with them will permeate into the streets where we can global police state stand down. And know we have the right to know that we have government by the consent, because we have voiced our consent. And in great unison, we repeat what we consent to. And if you do not make decisions that match that, we will replace you, those who will or already do. Until next time, that's all I got to say right now. Bye. It didn't do Blog Talk Radio, but it said it was reconnecting me. So look at the moon. I don't know. I like having the music, and I don't know what to do when I'm not wanting to speak. But I have to be live, otherwise it's dead air. So it's just listening to me. Are you taking photos of the moon? Well, you got your big camera out. It's gorgeous. Oh, anyway, and we got people doing fireworks, and it's all dry and droughty and shit. Oh, I hope they're being wise, and they got a bucket of water right close by, because, you know, they'll set fires with fireworks. Most people are pretty smart if they're playing with fireworks, unless they're too young and we're not well taught, but hopefully somebody reasonable is around them. And so I've been pondering this question, why do we exist? Because I know that there is no reason here on earth that we exist. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason and a purpose for, in the context of the daily life that you are experiencing, that you are doing something and you're doing it for a reason and maybe even purpose. But what is the reason we exist beyond this planet possibly be? That's my usual question that I have. Because it seems that everything that I do here is so extremely futile and has absolutely no effect, no reason. I just do it because I don't know what else to do in the moment. It's a thing that only makes sense to do because my daughter hasn't said I can go. And as soon as she does, I will. Because there's no real reason to exist here if she doesn't need me to. Everything else is just fine. There are plenty of smart people out there who got this figured out, which is why it's figured out, I guess. Because all they try to do is threaten and intimidate and shut down voices that they need to be listening to way more. And they limit it, honing it maybe, bringing the best voices forward. Yet the truth is every voice needs to be heard and respected, which is why I get so pissed off at Los Angeles and their city council and how mean they are and how degrading they are and how pompous and ego-based they are and how much they don't want to listen to the people they serve. (213) 978-0600 is the phone number for Mayor Garcetti's office. And if you know and understand what the International Cities of Peace are, and you would think that in an International City of Peace, if you had $100 million that you spent for 44,000 people, that there was going to be somebody smart enough in that city that could take $1 million and give it to every single one of those people, making sure that they would be secure in a home of their choosing, and then engaged with the person or program or plan that was going to put them into their next 10 steps on their path to repurposing and re-engaging and remembering why they even want to exist on this planet. Because otherwise, why else would they be sleeping in the street trying to die so quickly in conditions like that? And yes, we can empower every single one of them so that maybe one of them will know how to defukushimaize our reality and make water return to its original source. So we can preserve and protect that originally gave us life, just in case we fuck it up so much we have to go back to the beginning because we like it thus far until we fucked it up too much. And I hope we don't get to that precipice yet, but you know what? Because never once before in my life have I wondered why this earth existence was a reality at all, worth living and breathing and enduring the sights and the thoughts and the scenes that I see and hear and experience and fathom. There's no reason at all for me to exist here. Nuclear waste. It's a heavy burden to lay on our children and their children and their children's children and their children's children, which is why I know this. The earth recycles in its natural, normal state. So that's what makes sense to me to try to do with what we've created. Adjusting Mother Earth in our own unique way, we can give back something so toxic she just doesn't know what to in, or we could take it and try to push it forward. Direction we started when our intentions were pure. Draw wisdom from our past transgressions and stupidity. Immediately. Probably 9:20. Which makes it 4:20 somewhere. Check the time. Ah, 9:15, Emma. Sometimes when you're driving in the car and you're going 60 miles an hour and it seems like you're going 20, it produces a rift in the concept and perception that we have normally with time. And playing with that, we can get a lot done while others play games that have nothing to do with anything other than whatever they're trying to create, which is usually anything but anything at all. Mostly focused on money or survival, pleasure sometimes, which is probably the one that's easiest to speak to, entertainment. And there's getting more and more focusing on what needs to be done in this reality to change it back into the form that we consent to, which is more intelligent than the one that we consented to by non-participation. Because everything is consented to. 11:11 on it.
I don't know if you can hear this. I'm now. Not commented. I think that's fun. I wonder what he was responding to.
I like it when
you go back original ideas. You back to the truth of those ideas in an idealistic way, by the way that things are now, how they're operated. But you operate in the idealistic, kind of like NBC fucked around by Donald Trump. They didn't do that right now. It's interesting. I gotta get a new one.
Yeah. I really wish I had. Oh, one of those hands-free things. Like I used to do back in the day. Oh my goodness, I remember trying out all that stuff. Yeah, well, you know, I don't even know if you can hear me. Wish I have a VU meter or something to look at, but now we're just all getting up. You know, I don't even have a lighter. But you know, don't you? That in the event of emergency, you usually always have a lighter in the car. Right? I bet I do. Could be here. Usually leave it here. I do. I'll bring my water. It's the 4th of July coming up. I think a lot of people are thinking about that. I think a lot of us are thinking about owie, that hurt. Sometimes I wonder. Because I do. What reality is and who is who. Because it seems there's a lot of people who like to play a game that has nothing to do. They just pretend the best they can that they like what they're doing. And that it all is important and makes sense. And then when it comes to the time to do it, they just don't. See, I don't understand. And I've made it quite clear. But it seems to me that my friend Kat Homer wouldn't need to be facing those ships, except that she does need to be facing those ships, which is why they are there. Because he could have had all of his friends at Microsoft. They could have taken the day off because it's a company like that where when it makes sense, we can empty out our offices and do something that's super important, like say Shell No and don't let it leave the dock and protect those 11 kayakers with yachts and shit like that. And what the fuck? 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe, you know, you and your disciples, if you want to be Jesus and shit, Mr. Global Citizen. All of y'all. Big Mucky Muck, think you're so goddamn important. Why the fuck do we still have to have 17 kayakers get arrested? And why does my friend Kat have to be up at home or saying, Shell No again? Seriously. It doesn't make sense. Does it? How do you believe, Mr. Global Citizen, Mr. Virgin Unite, all of y'all, that you do anything you do except to empower you for your benefit, not really the true reality at the most simple local level? Using your might to just make a suggestion that every single opportunity we have like that, we take and we hold and we sustain those positions and hard block stupid once and for all. Listen to the Sierra Club on the PUC up in San Francisco. Listen to the arguments. Make your voice heard because they listen to yours and not mine, except when they do. Girl can't do it alone. 17 kayakers can't do it alone. Not even all the ones that celebrated the rainbow and cried the tears about Charleston do it alone. Maybe 99% of it. That's how the roots need to be. And just trimming off some of the hairs, all of us or none of us, all of us or none of us, my struggle is your struggle. I don't even know what else, what's next. Usually I would have a book or something to think about. You know what? I'm so out of this routine. It's a hard routine to keep. Because we must keep a routine in order to perpetuate what we know to be true. And when we know what to be true is so messed up in our lives that we don't even want to know why we are human and what we're doing here. Tita Caldwell, Presente, May 20, 1931 through September 5, 2012. Code Pink Lady. Tita was a member of the National and San Francisco Bay Area OLOC steering committees. Using her bookkeeping skills, Tita brought a high level of fiscal awareness, accountability, and stability to the organization. Fiercely committed to combating ageism. Fiercely committed to combating ageism, she focused on ways to make the oldest members heard and accommodated by speakers over 80 years old and ensuring that the oldest people at the meeting speak first. I would argue the youngest, the oldest, and the one that's just got to speak first because, you know, there's always the one person in the room that has to speak first or they feel they are not heard in the moment. They know they need to be heard. And that's what I listen for. She helped plan national gatherings. Most memorable was her organizing a special Bay Area event in 2011 involving intergenerational panel of old